talk to the local and area coaches if they drop in on Hogan's Open House on sports, get you caught up on all the local athletes, the teams, and how they're doing. The show's about the kids, talk about them, and see how they're doing. And we appreciate the coaches coming in. And each Saturday, coaches, come on down. We'll talk to you about your kids. I know a lot of activity on some Saturdays and other things going on, but if you can get down here each Saturday, please make it during your particular season. The coach or an assistant, we'll talk to him. It's Hogan's Open House on sports, a weekly look back, look ahead at what has happened, what's coming up in local and area sports, brought to you by Hogan's Sporting Goods, screen printing, engraving, medals, trophies in downtown Hastings. We'll get you caught up on the early part of the fall sports seasons, as, of course, the six sports underway across the state, almost. We still have a couple still to start. Cross country and volleyball will start next week, but football underway, boys tennis, softball, girls golf all underway. City football last night to open the season. Adams Central beat Sydney 35-7, and Hastings High wins at Schuyler 47-0. St. Cecilia starts its season next Friday at Kearney Catholic. Earlier in the week, getting underway for boys tennis, Hastings High wins a duel over Lexington. Tigers win at 8-1. Hastings High softball team that started its season started off with a win against Minden. Hastings High dropped 2 to Grand Island on Thursday, 6-0 and 9-2. Adams Central goes 1-1 in a triangular on Thursday, losing to Fairbury 5-1. The Lady Patriots beating Blue Hill 8-0 in 5 innings. First win in softball for the new Grand Island Central Catholic Donovan Trumbull softball team. They won the other day, beating Chase County 19-2. Those two schools, Grand Island Central Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, combining up for a softball team this season. So they win their first the other day. Girls golf on Thursday, the Kearney Catholic invite. St. Cecilia girls finished fourth. Grand Island Central Catholic won that. Donovan Trumbull finished second. Danielle Lemick shoots a 66 for Donovan Trumbull, 66 to win that meet. Kaylee Hodgen, the top finisher for St. Cecilia, she was fifth with a 95. Adams Central girls defeat Central City in a golf duel, 192-221. Maddie Yerk, a 39, to lead the way for the Adams Central girls. McKenna Reed second there. Christian Beck, Bailey Hoynes, and Courtney Barbie also playing for the varsity there for Adams Central as their golf season is underway. Again, for the six sports underway, cross country and volleyball start next week. We're going to get a chance to talk a little cross country and volleyball. We're going to start out with some football as we get caught up with things. Locally today, boys tennis, Hastings High is at the Lincoln Invitational today. Adams Central boys at the Grand Island Central Catholic invite. In softball, Hastings High competes at the Holdridge invite today. Adams Central went to Lexington for that invitational. In college soccer, the Hastings College men will start their season, and the women today. Hastings College men take on Bethel, Tennessee at 5:30. Hastings College women will host Benedictine, Kansas at 7:30. Both those games, Hastings College at Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon at 5:30, then the women at 7:30 tonight. Hastings College volleyball team started its season at the Red Raider Invitational in Orange City, Iowa. Yesterday, they dropped 2 in that first day of competition. Lady Broncos losing to number 11 rated Taylor of Indiana after losing that first match. Then the Broncos lost to Mid-American Nazarene in 5 sets. The Lady Broncos won the first 2 sets, couldn't get that third. Mid-American Nazarene wins it also. So the Lady Broncos 0-2. They'll take on Jamestown, North Dakota, and Briar Cliff. That's a non-conference matchup with Briar Cliff at that Red Raider tournament in Orange City, Iowa. So that kind of gets you caught up on the things. Of course, Nebraska football season begins next Saturday. All their games and all that coverage on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Hastings College begins its season 2 weeks from today. They do not start until September 10th, and all the Bronco action right here on KHAS 1230 all season along there. So our high school football coverage underway. The college and the University of Nebraska still to come. We'll follow all our local and area teams throughout the season and follow them all here on Hogan's Open House on sports each Saturday. We'll take our first time out of the new season, talk some high school football after this on Hogan's Open House on sports.
Fall sports are underway. Hogan's Open House on Sports is back on the radio, and it's time to save at Hogan Sporting Goods. Get 20% off football shoes from Nike and 20% off volleyball shoes from Mizuno. Hogan Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and the Hastings Middle School Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan Sporting Goods, screen printing, trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
back to Hogan's Open House on Sports. We'll talk a little high school football. Our first guest of the new season, Bill Carlin, head football coach, the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots start their season with a 35-7 victory over Sydney last night. I want to correct one thing before we were telling everybody last night that despite our in addition to Jake Fowler's four touchdowns for Adams Central, the fifth touchdown was scored by Buzz Niederklein. I had Zane Norton scoring that touchdown, but Buzz Niederklein on that 12-yard run got the other touchdown for Adams Central. My apologies to you, Mr. Niederklein. You had the touchdown, but Zane Norton had a good ball game running the ball and playing a defense also. So Anthony Niederklein, Buzz Niederklein, that fifth touchdown for Adams Central last night. Got to get things right. So good job there by all the Patriots. Coach, thanks for coming down. 35-7 last night. Jump out to a 7-0 lead and then 13-0, but we can get to that. But overall, how do you think your ball club performed last night?
Well, I thought we grew up a lot during the evening. You know, I thought we had to make some adjustments as the game went along. We had a lot of kids that were making their first career start ever and had a lot of butterflies. And I thought that we settled down. I thought the second quarter our defense really played a lot better. We made some adjustments to their offense. They weren't running some of the things we maybe anticipated, but with a new coach coming in, we were kind of doing the guesswork of would they run some of the things Beatrice ran last year, which is where Coach Eckhart came from, or would they run some of the Sydney package from last year, or would they have something completely new? And it was something completely new. So we kind of had to adjust on the fly a little bit, but I thought our kids did do a pretty good job there. So I was pleased with our adjustments, and I thought the second and third quarter our defense played really well.
Yeah, the ball club, you're coming in with really three guys that we talked about with some substantial varsity experience, and most of this team did not have it. I know you were concerned about that, but they kind of had a chance, especially that defense, to grow up in a hurry with the adjustments they had to make. And I think your ball club, the youngsters, really gained a lot of valuable experience and got that first one under their belt anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I thought the big turning point was, you know, we scored and then they came down and marched down to about our 20 and fumbled. And had they gone in and scored and made it 7-7, that might have been a totally different dogfight all night long. So I thought a real turning point was for us to get that turnover and then capitalize right away. Two plays later, Jake breaks a big one and puts us up two scores. And I thought that was a real turning point in the ballgame.
Boy, one thing I'm sure your kids learned, how momentum can really change in a hurry, can it, Coach? You get that fumble, stop their drive when Sydney had the momentum going, and they were really getting fired up on the near sideline, and then Jake breaks that big 83-yard run, and before you know it, it's 13-0, and that kind of got the Red Raiders down a little bit, I'm sure raised your level for the kids when you got that two-touchdown lead, but the momentum can really change in a hurry, can it?
Yeah, it really can. You know, and they came back with a lot of kids with starting experience. I think they had 11 different kids that had started at one time or another, but you know, you kind of have to look at that. I told our kids, you know, that some of them might have been starting up for them last year, too. You know, that they went through a tough season last year, and so I thought it was important for our kids to understand that their experience sometime maybe in a backup role might be as important as their experience out at Sydney maybe as a starter, so according to last year's situation anyway. So, you know, I thought our kids responded well. They made plays when they had to make plays, and there's lots of things to fix, believe me. But it's good to fix some of those things with a W on your side instead of an L.
Yeah, you talk about the defense adjusting there after that first drive for Sydney, and you say the second and third quarters, they really did play well. Sydney didn't get much more after that to their final drive of the ball game when they scored. They got a few more yards there and scored, but the defense adjusted well. That's always good to see, Coach, because Patriots rely on that defense quite a bit, and if you can play good defense, you're going to be in any game you're involved with, aren't you?
Yeah, you really are, you know, and I thought Coach Mulligan did a great job in calling a good game, and like you said, you know, they had about 60 yards rushing on that first drive and 60 yards rushing on their last drive, and in between they only got about 30 yards, so, you know, I thought our kids really rose to the occasion and did some things well. There's some things that obviously need to be fixed. We need to be a lot more physical than we were, and just all across the board with that part of our game. And then offensively, we just need to keep sustaining drives and keep the ball in their hands. They had the ball for a lot of snaps last night, and we like to get that ball out of their hands and shorten their time with the ball.
Well, the offensive line got a good workout for you guys last night. You have Cutterford and Fowler, Kyle and Jake back there to run the ball. You have the two quarterback system, Kyle Goldenstein, Creighton Reed, performed pretty well last night, pretty good leadership. What did you think about their play last night?
Well, I thought they were adequate. You know, I thought they handled the offense the way we wanted them to. We didn't turn the ball over too many times. We had one fumble I think we lost that we got hit. We made the right read on our play and just got hit at a time when we didn't have the ball secured. And so overall, you know, I thought they played pretty well. There's things we can fix and do better, obviously, and I think they'll settle down. And I thought they played a little bit cautious at times with our throwing. We kind of threw the ball in the safe zone rather than trying to throw the ball to complete it. And so that's something we can work on and get better, but they'll improve with every game. And overall, I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, four touchdowns for Jake Fowler, the guy who's come back with a lot of varsity experience, and he is still only a junior. He kind of put things on his back last night, I guess, him and Cutterford and Holland, the guys you wanted to return, and maybe the seniors. But Jake did a good job leading last night, and he was had a great offensive ball game, of course. But he kind of took it on his back last night, I think, don't you?
Yeah, he really did. He ran the ball extremely well and got a lot of yards after contact. They had about nine guys in the box on some plays, and we're really cheating people up, trying to take our running game away, blitzing three or four linebackers at a time. And when that happens, it's kind of feast or famine sometimes. You know, you make a great play or get a stop at the line of scrimmage, but the next time you might give up a 50 or 80-yard run, and that's what happened a couple of times. If we got through the line of scrimmage and got to the safety, and if Jake broke the tackle of the safety, he was off. And so he ran really strong. He's very elusive in the open field and has a nice job of staying behind his pads for the most part. And so we were real pleased with his effort.
The ball club special teams coach, you're three out of four kicking extra points. You have a two-point conversion. Cole Rosfitt does a couple of punts. Pretty good job punting your coverages. What do you think about your special teams play last night?
Well, still a work in progress. You know, I thought we did some things well for an early game, but, you know, there's some things we can do better. You know, we kind of had a couple of people we threw out there into the fire, and some of them got some reps in practice, and we at the last minute found out Blake Overmiller was not going to play last night, so we had to do a little scrambling and put some people in some positions maybe to try to get an older kid out there and give him some reps, and some of the kids that were covering for Blake actually had not maybe got as many reps at that position as we would like, but you know, we got the job done, and that's something I know we'll get better at.
And the ball club, through kind of the heat and the humidity, and everybody came out of it okay last night, Coach, as far as health is concerned. We had guys on both sides of the field going down with the cramps or the way it looked out there. But everybody pretty healthy?
I think so, yeah. I thought we came out pretty good. We did have a few leg cramps with a couple of the kids, and the kids were really sweating on both teams a lot. The humidity was really strong out there. We had that little shower come through, and as soon as the sun popped out, it really made a pretty thick out there, and you know, I think if the referees maybe would have, they said at halftime, we probably erred in not giving you a little water break in the first quarter, because I said, once you get behind, you're not going to catch up, you know. So we tried to get our kids hydrated well, and sometimes I think you can almost overhydrate and get too much water in you too, and then you start sweating extra heavy, and then you know, so you have to use some common sense there, drink to keep hydrated but not overdo it too. So I thought our kids did a nice job of responding, and the second half when it cooled down, I didn't think either team was affected that much by the temperature at that time, but early in the game there, it was a factor.
Yeah, well, I know the ball club coach, you'll have an opportunity to kind of enjoy the first game victory, but I know work time is coming up and not that far off for the Patriots. You get ready for game number two against Hastings High this coming Friday. Next game on your schedule, and there's that. Let's see how good we've gotten from game one to game two coming up here, but with the city battle with Hastings High. But you just got to go back to work come early next week.
Yeah, we really do. You know, Hastings got a nice ball club. They got off to a great start, and you know, 8 weeks out of the football season, I cheer for them. But yeah, this is the 1 week I won't. And you know, Rick's done a great job with his program up there, and he's getting it turned the way he wants. He's got a good group of kids going again this year. And, you know, they got look like they were hitting on all cylinders last night. They look like they, from the article in the paper, their kicking game was good and their defense was outstanding. And then their offense, you know, their option is very tough, especially when you put a guy like Tyler behind the center there that's going to run the way he does, and he's one of the fastest kids in the city. So, you know, we got our hands full trying to corral those guys.
But do your guys also know they got a lot of hard work that they need to do this coming week and all season long? They just have to continue to get better and gain that valuable experience. So a lot of hard work still to be done, but your guys know that.
We really do. You know, our effort was good, but we got to keep it up. And we had, you know, we always talk about the things you can control. You control your attitude, your effort, your enthusiasm, your execution. And after that, it's out of your hands. You know, you can, but you can control those things. And you need to take control of the things you can control because, you know, if they put a 300-pound guy across from my 145-pound guy, he's probably not going to whip him. So, you know, we don't have an option to change that thing. And sometimes you just line up against the other guys and they're better than you. Then you have to make some adjustments somehow. And so we'll have to do our thing and do what we can do and stuff. But our kids can control certain things and certain things we can't. We just got to control the things we can.
And a win last night for the Patriots, a good start for Adams Central and Hastings High coming up this week over at Hastings College. Coach, thanks for coming down. Congrats, especially to the guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The Patriots start the season with a 35-7 victory over Sydney last night. We'll talk some more high school fall sports, some more football coming up after this timeout on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Fall sports are underway. Hogan's Open House on Sports is back on the radio, and it's time to save at Hogan Sporting Goods. Get 20% off football shoes from Nike and 20% off volleyball shoes from Mizuno. Hogan Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and the Hastings Middle School Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan Sporting Goods, screen printing, trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
Welcome back to Hogan's Open House on Sports. We're going to talk to Jeremy Strong here. He's one of the assistant football coaches of the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers opened the season with a 47-0 win at Schuyler last night. Schuyler comes to Hastings last year, takes care of the Tigers, but the Tigers hit the road to Schuyler and win 47-0 last night. Coach, I brought my bottle of water along here. Do you have your bottle? Did you bottle last night's game, and you're going to open it up again next week? I think you had to put last night's game in a bottle and use that every week, don't you? What was going on at Schuyler last night? Just a great effort by the Tigers, and just had to be a very rewarding victory.
Well, I tell you what, if you're going to bottle something, Blaine, you need to bottle some blue Gatorade. That was the key last night. We had some blue Gatorade before the game, and that's why the magic happened.
We will bottle that. Now we know how to win every game, right, Coach?
That's right.
But offensively and defensively, tell us about it, Coach. You're just off to a great start in the game, and just things just clicking on both sides of the ball. It was just a great effort, right?
It was. It was a great effort from our kids. You know, we got off to a real fast start and just continued. You know, we've always told the kids up front, we go as you go, and our line play was something else last night. Those kids were driving guys down the field. They're getting to their second levels. They're making blocks, busting big runs. You know, Austin Herringer is a big fullback, and he had a spectacular evening last night. And I think he owes a lot of that to the point of attack there. I saw Cody Newland make some spectacular blocks up front. All of our guys really were really holding their own up front, and I think that's the key to our success.
So I imagine then Coach Lowther, who takes care of those guys up front, he's pretty happy this morning. I'm sure he would probably be very happy and express that were he here. So, but that's always the key, though, isn't it? It's always the key. How you play up front is always going to be a key in any high school game, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Coach Lowther doesn't show a whole lot of emotion.
he'd
be a hard read right now. But him and Coach White both have to feel pretty good about how their kids played last night.
Tyler Rehbarger in there, quarterback now, played quite a bit last year. Of course, Brady Rutt is gone now, but Tyler comes in. He had a good night running and throwing the ball, almost 300 yards of total offense, and I'm sure that made everybody happy, especially Tyler, but he's a great athlete, and he sure had a good start to the season last night, didn't he?
Absolutely, Blaine. You know, he's a great athlete, and he's just a great kid. He's a great leader for our team, and, you know, we had a nice quarterback race going on there. Him and Pat Opperman really pushing each other in camp, and then those guys coming together last night and really being complimentary to each other and really taking a dual role in leading our team last night on both sides of the ball. But to watch Tyler run that offense. And he had a couple of good balls. That first ball he hit Will Reimer with down the sideline was a thing of beauty. It was fun to watch, and we're just thrilled to death that we could watch our kids have the success they did last night.
Well, I know the way it looks that Coach Rebarger on the postgame show last night, as this game was on 1230 KHS, was happy with everything. I mean, especially the defense, he said there, I think. So from the defensive standpoint, you get the shutout. You can't ask for anything better than that. But obviously everybody did their job defensively where they were supposed to be, and just it was just a real good defensive effort, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great defensive effort. And, you know, I think that after our offense came out and got that quick score, the whole sideline was jacked a little bit. And that defense got out on the field and really shut them down and continued to do so through the whole game. And, you know, what was really fun to watch was as we were making some substitutions late in the game, some of our older kids on the sideline really encouraging some of the subs that we were putting in, and to watch those kids go ahead and make another defensive stand and keep them out of the end zone and preserve that shutout. That's the stuff that you really like to see. You know, you like to see those younger guys be able to get in the game and have some success. And then you love to see some of the upperclassmen on the sidelines coaching them up. And
5-1 the last part of the regular season, and so 5-4 and dropped their playoff game, ended up 5-5. So the Tigers, this year's version of the Hastings High Tigers, takes that momentum of the latter part of the season into this season. That had to be good to see, Coach. It was a good second half of the season last year, and you start out this one well, and that's good. The practices have been good for the Tigers, and they're getting into this work ethic thing, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's been a big difference here. Our kids really put in some time in the off season, really bought into what we're trying to sell them here for the program, and they did a lot of hard work, and I think they saw that pay off last night. You know, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves here, though, Blaine. Wonderful victory last night, and we're definitely going to celebrate it today. But tomorrow it's back to work. You know, there's three things you can count on, Blaine, and that's death, taxes, and the fact that Bill Carlin's going to have his Patriots ready to play on Friday night. So we've got to get back to work Monday morning. Well, actually Sunday we're going to go through some films and stuff, and then Monday we're going to get back on the practice field, and I hope the kids can carry this momentum into practice this week so we can get prepared to play an Adams Central team that always gives us problems.
The Tigers come out of this in good shape as far as health is concerned last night, Coach, and I'm sure there was a little bit of heat and a bit of humidity over in Schuyler, but everybody healthy out of this. Everybody will be set to go Friday.
Absolutely. You know, we've got your normal bumps and bruises here and there, and there's going to be some kids with some ice packs this weekend, but nothing major to speak of. You know, we had some kids that were I don't know how you want to say it, Blaine, but we like to say they were leaving it all out on the field,
yeah.
And the heat will do that to you.
Okay.
The heat will do that to you a little bit.
Yes.
So we're going to get these kids in a little bit better shape as the season wears along, and we hope to stay healthy, and I think that's going to be a key to our success this year.
Well, I kind of like to see that fact there. I see Brady Menke, five extra point kicks last night. Looks like we got a good special teams play also last night. Like Brady's going to take over the kicking chores, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it was a situation where we didn't know if we were going to have Brady. You know, he had that surgery on his hand there, and you know, at one point we got the call that we weren't going to have him for 8 weeks. We might not have him till the end of October, and turns out that he can pad that thing up and play. The kid's so hungry, and he's such a raw athlete. In addition to his wonderful kicking last night, his kickoffs were great. He's pinning them in the corner, and then his extra points, as you mentioned. But he was in there defensively, too, and he had his hands on a ball twice. And I think one of them, if he doesn't have that big tape job on that cast, he absolutely brings down. And another one, he went almost completely horizontal with one hand and almost made the pick with his one good hand. So he's a gamer, Blaine, and we're really happy to have him not only out there on the field but on the sidelines, because he's just such a good kid.
Yeah, and good athlete, too. So, Brady, keep kicking him. We'll be watching for that and other things as you keep getting that hand healed up. As you mentioned, Adams Central coming up this Friday. It'll be over at the college, Hastings College Field, a home game for the Tigers. But the Patriots won't have to travel far, and The Patriots have gotten the Tigers the last couple of years, but it should be a dandy Friday night, Coach. It should be a lot of excitement and just fun, because a lot of these guys just got finished playing baseball together on the summer teams here in Hastings, so they'll renew some acquaintances on the football field Friday. But from that aspect, it's always fun too, and you get to play against and not with your friends. In fact,
absolutely. You know, I think the atmosphere next week is going to be electric. It's such a fun game to watch. I think the stadium's going to be packed. We've got an ESPN tailgate party going on before the game.
Okay.
Yeah, that starts at about 4:30. Our booster club's going to be selling some barbecue pork sandwiches. So I invite everybody to come on down early, have some food, shake some hands, get to know your neighbor, and then have a seat and cheer your butt off for whichever team you're there to see. But it's going to be a good game. We're really looking forward to it. We'd like to get off to a fast start. It's the first time in about a decade that we've won our opener. And we're just looking to build upon that success, and I hope we have a good week of practice.
And both the Tigers and the Patriots, boy, this one of them is going to be 2-0. That really shoots you into the kind of the middle part of the season. If the Tigers have Adams Central at home, then they have Holdridge, and of course the Patriots would be 2-0 if they win the football game. This is really can be a momentum builder for the middle part of the season, can it, next week's game?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we hope to do. We hope to parlay our success last night into another win this weekend. Like I said before, it's going to be tough. Coach Carlin always has his team ready to play year in and year out. I know they're a little green this year. He's got some young guys out on the field, and I think that they probably grew up a lot last night. They probably kind of cut their teeth a little bit against Sydney, and those kids are going to come ready to play, and we're going to respond.
I imagine some of the Tigers grew up last night too, Coach. Gave a lot of leadership back from last year, but the young guys, I'm sure, they grew up too. Congratulations, Coach, especially to the guys on that nice win last night, very nice win, and we'll talk to you next week and as the season goes along. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Blaine. Thank you.
Jeremy Strong, assistant football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Did you notice in that conversation that Jeremy used the word parlay? I mean, you don't hear that word parlay on Hogan's Open House and Sports very much, you know. But he's got his Red Sox cap on, too. So I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll see. We're going to talk some more volleyball. We're going to talk some cross country on the program. We're going to take a timeout right now. Back with more on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Fall sports are underway. Hogan's Open House on Sports is back on the radio, and it's time to save at Hogan Sporting Goods. Get 20% off football shoes from Nike and 20% off volleyball shoes from Mizuno. Hogan Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and the Hastings Middle School Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan Sporting Goods, screen printing, trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan Sporting Goods.
Sports. Dave Heppner is here. He's the head volleyball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the program, volleyball still to start for the teams in Nebraska, and the Tigers will start their season with their annual opening matchup with McCook. That'll be next Thursday, September the 1st. That will be at Hastings High, so a chance to see the Lady Tigers in their season and home opener next Thursday the 1st, and then Friday and Saturday it's a trip to Beatrice for the Beatrice Invitational, so the Tigers are going to hit it off and running before Labor Day and the Labor Day weekend, but we'll start with McCook next Thursday. Coach, thanks for coming down. We get a chance to visit with you. Most of the Saturdays you're busy with tournaments, and we really appreciate you coming down. Tell us about this ball club. Last year's team, 13-18, but what about the Tigers for 2011? Just give us an overview. How have things looked so far?
Well, thanks for having me. We're looking like a pretty young team right now, but we've got some real good senior leadership. I've got three senior girls from last year that played quite a little bit for us. Jesse Peterson's going to return as a setter for us. Lauren Bliss has just really taken off. She's probably the most athletic girl in the whole high school, to be honest with you, and she has really stepped up her game. We're excited about seeing her develop. And then Tressa Goystein, she had a big ankle injury last year, and she was our starting libero going in and ended up having to sit out the whole season, so that kind of hurt her. But she's really blossomed into a great leader for us and really taking care of the ball for us in the back row. She'll probably assume that position again. And then we're just going to be loaded with some sophomores and got a few freshmen that might even join in the mix. And I've got Taylor Williams, who's our only junior that's going to see a lot of varsity playing time for us, but she's going to play some middle for us, and we're really scrappy, and I like our chances. We've got some really, really hardworking kids right now that are getting it done, so it's going to be fun to see.
You talk about the hard work, and you talk about the youngsters here, Coach, so they know that they're going to be probably getting some playing time here, so how have they adjusted to the practices and getting ready for the season? Are they showing you a lot, or are they progressing here?
Yeah, the thing about those girls, they've all kind of come up playing volleyball together. You know, they started club when I got here, and have been playing for quite a few years now, and they love the game, and they're a group of girls that like to be with each other, and they fit really well in with the upperclassmen. And just the fact that they are willing to run to the wall to get a ball, I think that gives them a lot of, praise, I think, in the eyes of the seniors. They really appreciate seeing that kind of effort. And, you know, 2 days were obviously pretty hard on them, having not had that experience for more than a year. Last year, quite a few of them were doing a lot of the varsity-type things with us last year. So it's not too new for them, but they've really responded, and I think they're all excited. We've got as deep a team as I've ever had since I've been here. And so it's kind of nice to have that internal competition that I think is going to kind of motivate them each day in practice, which is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, they're all maybe kind of fighting for some starting positions here, and that's always good within a team that you got the battles going there, that everything is not set as far as you have the three returners, but you got some open positions there in the starting lineup. Okay, Coach, we've gone through the practices, and you're going to have a few more before next Thursday in McCook. Are they getting anxious to play somebody else and not seeing their teammates on the other side of the net here? Are they anxious? They're going to be really looking forward, I'm sure, to Thursday night and next weekend to see where we are, right?
They are. I mean, we go to that Beatrice tournament, and that we're starting off with Elkhorn and Waverly, who's really improved. Elkhorn's going to be one of the better teams in Class B, I think. And then we have Columbus all on that first Friday. So, you know, there's really no rest for the weary. We come off of probably a late game on Thursday night and getting up and taking off early to head out to Beatrice, long drive. So beating up on each other every day in practice it's kind of a nice chance for them to get up for the big games. And with the competition level we have, I mean, we can really honestly say it's some of the better practices we've ever had here just because of the competition level that they create every day by giving all they have. But I do think they're kind of chomping at the bit, I guess, a little bit to get out there and see what they can do against somebody else for a change, because they have really given a lot of effort towards each other, I suppose. But now we're going to try to take on McCook and see what they've got. I think they're going to be a little inexperienced across the board, but, you know, that's probably a great first game being at home. Get that one under our belts and see how we do, and then hopefully respond well on Thursday night, and then be ready to go against a really good Elkhorn team.
Well, the youngsters and everybody else going to get a pretty good one of those baptism of fires coming up with McCook, and then you go to Beatrice, come back after that, head for Kearney, then you have Adams Central and Holdridge at home. So so it's going to be a good early part of the season. And the girls are going to, I'm sure, learn a lot, gain some valuable experience to head into the middle and latter part of the season. But it's a very good early part of the season schedule, isn't it, Coach?
It really is. We're excited about the chance to play some of the best teams in the state. You know, Northwest is there. Lincoln Pius is there. The list goes on. There's quite a few really top-notch teams at that Beatrice tournament, and we just want to go down there in that first weekend and just see where we are as a team. You know, it's not a make-or-break by any means for us, winning or losing at that tournament, but it does give you a nice gauge of where you need to improve and the things you need to work on from that point on. Then, obviously, the Adams Central game is always a really fun one. We're friends with a lot of the kids on the team, our kids are, and then the coaching staff and I get along pretty well, and so it's kind of a fun night for us there. So we really do have a lot of really fun ways to start off the season, and that's, to me, you know, it really gets the kids excited about the rest of the year.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck starting Thursday and next weekend at Beatrice and all season long, and hopefully you get a chance to get down here during the season on Saturday for Hogan's Open House and Sports. Good luck to the girls, and we'll talk as we move along. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Dave Heppner, head volleyball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach Heppner has been looking around in practice every day for, you know, Ashton Pulowski and all Tribland hitter Max Seeley, but they're not there this year. But the Tigers will go for it starting Thursday with McCook coming to town. We'll take our final timeout, but we have one more guest here on Hogan's Open House on Sports. We'll take a timeout, return, and talk some cross country after this on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Fall sports are underway. Hogan's Open House on Sports is back on the radio, and it's time to save at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Get 20% off football shoes from Nike and 20% off volleyball shoes from Mizuno. Hogan's Sporting Goods is the official headquarters for Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and the Hastings Middle School Booster Club apparel and supplies. Hogan's Sporting Goods, screen printing, trophies, awards, and engraving, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods.
Back to Hogan's Open House on Sports, and Scott Rosno is here, one of the co-coaches of the Hastings High girls and boys cross-country teams. I guess James is back, huh, Coach? Is James back with you helping out? I mean, is he Coach James is back with the...
He has not done any retiring as of yet, no.
Okay. Coach Rosno is here. Co-coaches, I just want to make sure, you know, Coach James was... knew where he had to be after school, after these days. I'm sure he's been there so far. The season's starting for cross country next week, too. Coach James will love that. I said that about him. So I'm sure I'll hear about that. But Scott Rosno here, and the Hastings High cross country teams will be starting their season, as will all the cross country teams next week. And the annual trek over to Cozad to start it on September 1st, next Thursday. Okay, Coach, give us the word. Who's out there? What's going on? How have things been going on as you prepare for this new season for cross country?
Well, we're pretty excited. We've gotten a large quantity of kids to be very enthused about not only running but being a part of a team. The idea that that we ask these kids to get up and come to practice at 6:30 in the morning during the two-a-day portion, and then finish up their 10th mile at night, you know, just kind of shows the fact that when you've got 50 kids that are excited to come out for a cross-country program, we're excited to be a part of what they can, you know, be successful at.
That is a tremendous, tremendous number, and that's great to see. And I know kind of you look to the leadership to kind of help the youngsters along there, and you got some people back on both sides of things, boys and girls here, that did a lot of good things last year. Kind of tell us about your leaders this year.
Well, you know, and the neat thing about our leaders is I think they've had great leaders ahead of them to have kind of learned the tricks of the trade, so to speak. We lost a super runner, an outstanding person from a year ago with Michaela Schultz on the girls' side. You know, she was the type of kid that she cared about all of her teammates, but she also showed the importance of off-season training, abdominal strength training, you know, just the whole package, and that's what we're kind of looking for out of this year's leaders. On the guy side, we're missing Teen Trunk from a year ago, and so, you know, we're very thankful that they left the program as strong as they have. We've got 5 returning varsity runners from last year's boys team. We've got 5 girls that ran at last year's district race for us. And then when you throw in a Mo Boyd, who got sick through the middle of last year's season, she gives us a 6th runner with solid varsity experience. But, you know, you kind of got to mention Marika Van Brocklin real quick in that whole statement. Marika went from a very green freshman a year ago to a little bit more sports-savvy runner this time around. You know, she's a little bit more understanding of the importance of why you put those 300 to 400 miles in during the summer. On my way back from getting a haircut this morning, her and Jenna Kowicki were out getting a morning run. I know the boys' clan, a bunch of them were meeting at 9:30 this morning. You know, it is a sport, you know, and I don't want Mr. Couts to hear this too loud, but it's a sport a guy could work for free. I just enjoy being around these kids, but it's just a bonus to get paid on top of that. You know, we're really excited, and I hope that comes across through the radio. These kids are really working hard. We've got 30 boys out for cross country right now, and somebody's going to finish first and somebody's going to finish 30th, and that's just the way the numbers roll out. But the neat thing is after our scrimmage meet the other night, the guys all load up and they visit a local establishment and treat themselves to a bucket full of wings. And, you know, these guys, they all recognize each other's importance for what they can do for the team and just their importance as people in general. Cross country is cross country is a weird sport in the fact that we're going to ask people that would humanly rather sit around and maybe sit on the couch, watch TV, flip on SportsCenter. And these kids choose to get out and throw a seven-mile run in and call that fun. And then they will come over and we throw a little ab ripper X on them here. And the kids understand the importance of that. So, you know, the girls, you know, you had kind of asked as far as some of the kids, and Marika Van Brocken we had mentioned, and Haley Hemingway is a three-year possible varsity runner for us. Emma Keel, this is her third year being involved, and she's as good a leader as we're going to find this year, just all the extra work that she's put into it. On the boys' side, we kind of go with Trevor Rosno and Marco Fielder. You know, we've got kids that are starting to understand that cross-country starts back in June and not the middle of August, and so these kids are putting in 400 or 500 miles, and then the boys' team's really bought into the weight room this summer, and those things, I think the kids, they're not going to notice that in August, but they're going to notice it in October. That's really what we're hoping for.
The season will begin at the Cozad Invitational next Thursday, and then on September 6th, the day after Labor Day, after everybody's back in school and the holiday has passed, it'll be the annual City Triangular over at Brickyard Park where the three city schools, boys and girls, get together. That's always just a fun day and really a great chance for everyone to come out and see all the cross-country runners. But the season will start for Hastings High over at the Cozad Invite next Thursday. You talk about these experienced people, and you have your youngsters. Yes, they're out there running. They're running individually running, but you really can develop a team concept here. Everybody knows what everybody else is going through basically out there when you're out there running, so you can what's going through maybe the body and the mind of your teammates, but you really can develop a team concept here, can't you, Coach?
You can, and you know, I know speaking with you, you know, you've got a good insight on that, having had runners come out of your family and you know, they get that from their mom's side, I'm sure. But you know, that whole idea of, you know, why would I go two more steps through pain, or, and I don't mean pain as an injury, but that discomfort, and you know, there's a point in there where you don't even do it for yourself anymore. You do it because others are counting on you. You do it because you would go to the last step of the earth because these are your teammates. And that's when you just step back as a coach and you enjoy getting to be a part of that. At the end of this week, Coach and I basically just thank the kids for allowing us to be a part of this progress and process that they go through. You know, we've got kids that, you know, we've got kids now starting to come from all different walks of life. Ryan Graylish was just a first time runner a year ago as a junior. Ryan's a band guy. Ryan's involved in the theater. And all of a sudden, Ryan's become one of our stronger runners. We've got two sophomores, Austin Glover and Ethan Kerr, and whether they backed themselves in or stumbled into the junior high program, they've both, you know, jumped onto our high school program and are making their presence known. Cassie Dykus is a runner that, you know, she's always got a smile, and, you know, even through the pain of it, because she understands that, you know, what she gives is truly the most important part of this whole process. You know, what you get out of it is totally going to reflect off of what you give, and so, you know, that's why we get that type of attitude. And then I have to talk about simply, this is a great experience for our kids. We have four foreign exchange students involved in the program this year, and, you know, culturally, these kids are going to walk away with an understanding of different parts of the world that they themselves may never get to, but it just kind of, you know, brings smaller the world. You know, we're kind of all different directions of Europe. We've got Germany, and we've got Austria, Sweden, and the Czech Republic. And, you know, we may be out on the course, you know, and some of our kids may be talking to each other, and no one else understands what's going on, but, you know, down deep, running's one language they all kind of join together on.
And let's make no mistake about it. You know, these kids competing in athletics, they enjoy it. They really like it, almost to the point that they really love these kind of things. They wouldn't be participating in the athletics. But you have to really like the sport of cross country to go out there and to do it, don't you?
You do. You know, like I said, here it is Saturday morning. I realize some people come in and there's films, and then there's, you know, some walkthrough and stuff. You know, as a coach, I know that a good majority of our kids understand the importance. We talk to them about that Sunday's rest is equally as important as Saturday's run. The kids will go out this morning and get a 3 to 6 in. I know a few of them, you know, had kind of asked me if it was all right if they get an 8-miler in. And I said, you know, we want to be real careful that we've got our legs at the right time of the year. But, you know, and the other neat thing about a sport like this is you can really cross boundaries, whether it's a runner at the college and a runner at the high school level that go out for a weekend run, or whether it's a runner from one city school and another. You know, it's just a great opportunity. And this is something that these kids will be able to carry with them forever. Granted, the knees and the ankles all kind of start to deteriorate when you get past your I don't know, had to have been 27 or 28, but, yeah. You know, it all kind of changes, but it's those experiences that you've always got to be able to share, too.
Well, Coach, let's hope it's a really, really good season for all the cross-country runners and for the Tigers, boys and girls, and it'll start for Hastings High over at the Cozad Invite next Thursday, September 1st. Begins about 5 o'clock over there, and thanks for coming down. I know we'll have a chance to talk about how the season is progressing and the kids all season long, and thank you for coming down today.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, I've got to just add one more thing
sure.
in. I've got a young man that just a quick little cross-country story, and I'll close that for you. But got to throw his name out there. A young kid by the name of Nathan Emmel. If anyone knows Nathan, Nathan's just a do-it-all, you know, give-everything-that-he-has type kid. And Nathan kind of joined the cross-country scene as an eighth grader. He was walking home from the middle school, the new middle school. He's in blue jeans, and he's heading home, and here come these cross-country kids by, and he asked if he could join them. And they said, sure. So with his book bag and blue jeans, there takes off Nathan Emmel. This is a kid a year ago, and if any of you have ever done a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, you have an idea or you have an understanding as to what are great times, good times. You know, just finishing is an important thing. Nathan Thursday at our scrimmage run runs 29 minutes and 6 seconds a year ago. 29 minutes, 6 seconds. We lace him up this past Thursday. Nathan runs 22 minutes, 17 seconds. This is the guy that has just worked at it, dropped almost 7 minutes on his time. Is he going to medal? I don't know. But you talk about a success story, and that is why we do what we do. So I thank you, Blaine.
All right, thank you, Scott Rosno. And I tell you what, that's Coach Rosno, his story, and the thing, that's what this basically what this show is about, too, Coach. We want to talk about the kids and keep you updated on how they're doing each and every week and how their seasons are going, because that's what this show is all about. It's for the kids and the athletes, and we thank all the coaches for coming down today. Invite them down each and every Saturday. We'll be doing it all the way through the spring sports season into next May here at Hogan's Sporting Goods in downtown Hastings. So as we mentioned, for the 6 fall sports underway, again, the volleyball and cross country will be starting next week. Hastings High cross country teams goes to Cozad. The Adams Central teams go their annual start of the season at Gibbon next Thursday. And the St. Cecilia cross country team will start their season as they usually do over at Superior on Thursday. St. Cecilia volleyball will have Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian on Thursday, and those matches will be on Platte River Radio's 98.9 Classic Hits, I do believe, next Thursday with Doug Duda, Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, and Lincoln Christian. That'll start the volleyball season for St. Cecilia. We talked about Hastings High and McCook starting the season next Thursday in that duel, and Adams Central will have its annual opener with Gibbon and Ravenna in a triangular of volleyball this coming Thursday. So the cross-country volleyball season starting Thursday, the other fall sports underway, and we're underway here at Hogan's Open House on sports for this season. We'll follow our local and area football teams and all our sports teams throughout the 2011-2012 school year. Thank you for listening for show number 1 here on Hogan's Open House on sports. That will do it for today. We'll join you again next Saturday.